about it, oh, I think about it still. I think I realize that it will always break. It's just a game we love, it's just a game we love. What a way to live, it's not a way to live. Do I have time to think? Do I have time to sink? To make it look alright, I need to bend my soul. Those things we never did, those things we never said. I'll be a numb one day, I'll be a numb one day. I'll be a numb one day. I'm going out to stay up all night. Let's talk about what feels strange on the inside. Let's make this year look good tonight. I know it hasn't been the best year, so let me know. Do you feel strange on the inside? I should be here to grow, I should be here to know that if I make it right, I could be heading home. That's not a way to think, somebody told me how. We only learn one way, could that be said about us? Could that be said about us? I'm going out to stay up all night. Let's talk about what feels strange on the inside. Let's make this year look good tonight. I know it hasn't been the best year, so let me know. Do you feel strange on the inside? I'm going out to stay up all night. Let's make this year look good tonight. I'm going out to stay up all night. Let's talk about what feels strange on the inside. Let's make this year look good tonight. I know it hasn't been the best year, so let me know. Do you feel strange on the inside? Do you feel strange on the inside?
Hello, patient listeners. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 135. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by the Marionettes. That song is called Puzzles. It's on the band's album Islands, which came out November of last year on Labrador Records. Always a great label for great indie pop. That band there from Jönköping, if I remember anything about my Swedish pronunciation. I did listen to that Teach Yourself Swedish CD on the flight over one, so that was only a decade ago, so I'm sure I retained it all. Let's see, that album is, I don't know, they kind of say it recalls New Wave, but I think it's more as New Wave blended into the late 80s alternative, and I don't know, I really like that album. It's not one you're going to see on a lot of year-end lists, but it might be on mine, so check that out, see if it works for you. It has been a while since I did a podcast. I think I've skipped the last 2 weeks, and coincidentally, the last 2 weeks were my first 2 weeks on a new job. So it's just taken a lot out of me, but I'll get back in rhythm soon. I've been traveling nonstop, but soon I'll just be located back in Hartford, Connecticut, in my happy little residence inn, with a little more time and a little less time on the road. Well, enough about me. Let's go ahead and talk about music. I have got something digging back for here. This is the Direct Hits from 1982 with the song English Girls. know I don't have enough energy to match that. It's late and I'm tired, but that is a great album to run to at the gym. I've turned in some great 5K times listening to that over the last month or so. That is, of course, the Dropkick Murphys with the song I'm Shipping Up to London. That is on the band's new live album, Live on Lansdowne, Boston, Mass. A self-release, and it's quite different from their last live album, and it is exactly like you would expect. It's a lot of energy, a lot of big choruses, and a lot of fun. I probably like it more than I should, and the album is exactly like you would expect it to be, no more, no less. You gotta like that. Before that, played a track from Direct Hits. That song is called English Girls. You can find that on the band's album, The Magic Attic, that I've got picked up as a 1994 reissue on Tangerine Records out of London, but it was originally released in 1982, and it was an album that I have been hunting for years, so I'm so very glad to have found that great, great mod revival band. Coming up next, I've got something a little newer, I guess. This is Fang Island with the song Sideswiper. We'll be right back. let's go ahead and put an end to that. That is Double Dagger with the song Sleeping with the TV On. That is on the band's album Masks, which came out March of this year sometime on Thrill Jockey Records. Band from Baltimore, Maryland. Pretty chaotic and pretty good. Before that, Lone Lady with the track Early the Haste Comes. That is on her. Julie Campbell is the driving force behind that band. Album Nerve Up that came out February of this year on Warp Records. And before that was Fang Island with the song Sideswiper on the band's self-titled album that came out February of this year on Sargent House, a band from Brooklyn there. And I really like that Fang Island, and you know, that Lone Lady has its moments, and the Double Dagger has some very good things on it too. But that Fang Island, pretty good, and sadly they came through town and I missed them not long ago. So kicking myself on that one, but sometimes you just can't make it out of the house, right? Well, I'm about out of time, so I need to give you all the details and let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 135. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things out this week with a track by Sunny Day in Glasgow. This is a song called Nicotine Rainbows. It's on a single of the same name, which came out March of this year on Mis Ojos Discos. The band played, I don't know, maybe like 6 months ago now, maybe 4 months ago, something like that, at the Replay in Lawrence and put on a great show. But I didn't really like their last album, so I thought this new EP, I'll pick it up and see. No, don't like it any better. So that's a band that I'll see live, but I think I'm done picking up albums from now. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and well, I lost. But a lot of people love it, so maybe you will. So let's go ahead and wrap it up there. This is A Sunny Day in Glasgow with the song Nighttime Rainbows. Thanks.